Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We're at a point where you can very, very easily and clearly see the Giants have, first of all, they already have a surplus of pitching. What the hell happens when Verlander comes back? I mean, I know that Kyle Harrison was not great last night. Since he's been in the rotation for Verlander, he's been pretty darn good, though.
He's been pretty good. He's been pretty good.
And if you're telling me that Kyle Harrison is your fifth starter, like, I'm not upset at that.
No, I'm not either.
Really. So,
but let me also, before you keep going, there is a discussion about he has not lived up to being the number one left-handed prospect
for lefties in
all the minors.
And he's also still really young, and he has a lot of room to grow.
Sure.
But even right now, given everything we know about Kyle Harrison, if you were to tell me Kyle Harrison is your fifth starter for the rest of the season, I'm not upset at that.
Okay.
I'm not upset at that.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think if you're Buster Posey, you have to be comfortable going into the trade deadline with the assumption or accepting that you're comfortable trading one of Birdsong or Harrison to get somebody.
So wait, you think one of those
You got too many pitchers.
Yeah.
I mean, Verlander's not a long-term guy, but you have proven over and over and over again you can get pitching. You can find pitching, whether it is developing it yourself, and you got Wizenhunt, who might be ready to go next year. Maybe at the end of it, like, we'll see.
Yeah, well, you got Keaton Wynn still in the AAA who pitched for you last year. Yeah. You got Mason Black.
Yeah.
You have other guys, but you're probably right. To get something of significance, you do need to give up probably one of those arms.
I think so. And maybe it's even Wisenhunt as opposed to the other two. I would imagine someone like Birdsong probably has the most value because he's proven the most at the major league level.
I agree.
Who knows, but we'll see.
He's probably the one of the three. Because I've seen him and I really like him, he's the one I'm least likely to want to deal, but he's probably the one that teams mostly want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'd be more likely to get somebody of value back. So if I'm Buster and I'm heading into the trade deadline with this idea that, one, I'm comfortable taking a risk, two, I know when a move needs to be made to help the offense, and three, we have a surplus of pitching, I have to be comfortable going into the trade deadline saying, all right, for the right deal, I'm willing to trade Birdsong. Or Kyle Harrison or Wisenhunt or whichever of that group of three. But I think you got to be willing to do it because I don't see another way in which you're going to get a difference maker offensively unless one of those guys are included in the deal. You're not trading away Bryce Eldridge to get a bat. That seems counterproductive. Mm. Your most valuable assets that you are comfortable or that you have, you feel relatively okay moving on from because you have other pitchers are pitchers.
Yeah. No, it's a really good point. They have been able to develop and find pitchers. And then because of the ballpark, you're always going to have a slight advantage on a guy that might be a 50-50 type of a pitcher looks a little better in your organization than he would in someone else's, like Cincinnati, for example.
Yeah.
Because of the pitching situation. I don't know how Giants fans feel about that because walking off the mound yesterday after he got hit in the elbow, it wasn't his worst start. He's not awful, Kyle Harrison. He's not. He's not awful. But he's certainly not the prospect I was hoping him to be. That Bleacher Report, The Athletic, Jason Stark, like pick who you want who breaks down minor league prospects. He's nowhere near the top left-handed starting prospect that we all thought he was.
No. You're right.
And it just kind of sucks. You know, I mean, I'm being real. Like, he was, you know, supposed to help change the organization. And now it's like back-to-back guys, Luciano and Harrison. And obviously,
those two are on different planes for me.
What do you mean?
What is Luciano's MLB ready skill right now?
I don't think he has one.
Kyle Harrison is, I mean, at least an average arm right now in the big leagues. Luciano can't even. I think he's, I'm telling you, I'd be fine with him as my fifth starter.
Okay.
I really didn't think he pitched poorly at all yesterday. It wasn't as good as he's been in the past, but his previous two starts were pretty darn good.
I hear you, and I know that pitching is at a very, you know, scarce in the league right now. It's the guy that had to get shut down multiple times last year because of pitch limit, right? Like, so he's not really
throwing 96 this year.
I just look at pitching this way, and some guys come up and they hit the ground running and they're awesome, right? And those are the special guys. And then eventually maybe they falter or the league adjusts to them or whatever. But some of these other guys, like, and I use Ryan Vogelsong as a great example. Sometimes they got to bounce around a little and get some scar tissue and some war wounds before they eventually develop into the player that maybe they were projected to be.
Do some searching for a while.
Look at Zach Wheeler. You know, it took a long time for Zach Wheeler to become Zach Wheeler. Sonny Gray has kind of had some ups and some downs, and he kind of tantalizes you with what he could be. He's kind of reinvented himself for a long, long time. Harrison, it's not that I don't like him, and it's not like I don't see flashes. I'm real iffy on him figuring it out here for this team and making an immediate impact, like, in the near future. He could be a useful arm out of the bullpen, but, God, it's just what he represented was so much more than that.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm with you. There's frustration there, but let me just ask you this.
It's deflating, I guess, is what I'm getting at when we have this conversation because I had so much promise for him.
I'm with you. But so, okay, we're talking about a prospect, a former highly touted prospect, number one left-handed pitching prospect, not just in the Giants organization, but in baseball, right? Number one left-handed pitching prospect. Has he lived up to that yet? No, of course not. That's a very, very difficult thing to live up to, and he has not yet. I think this goes into everything that we're talking about in terms of being willing to trade your prospects. I mean, I'm not saying you should be comfortable trading Bryce Eldridge, but Who the hell has 100% certainty that Bryce Eldridge is going to live up to his hype? It's an insane amount of hype.
None of us can, especially after seeing what happened with Ramos, where he came up, he looked awful, he went down. He came back up, he went down. He went like, at no point did anyone think Ramos was going to, I mean, we thought, oh, maybe, like you read about him, but when you watched him, I'm talking about when you watched him, did anyone think that he would be their best player basically in back-to-back seasons?
And that's probably not. Been. No one would have predicted that beginning of last year. No.
I wouldn't have. No. Yeah, I don't think you would have. No. And he's been a revelation. So sometimes guys just outperform whatever our expectations are, and they're awesome. But yeah, look, I'm around. If it is a cautionary tale, both Luciano and Harrison, to not hoard these picks and think that every single one of them, what
like
they are.
Hindsight's 2020, the Giants organization would be better off, and it's unfair, and this is not like, it's going to sound like a shot at Kyle Harrison or Marco Luciano. It's not just the reality of prospects.
Yes.
The Giants organization would have been better off if they traded them before they even got to the big leagues.
Probably. It's like driving the car.
You would have gotten a whole lot more value for them.
Yeah, it's like driving the car off the lot, right? In this analogy, would you agree? Like,
yeah.
You go buy a brand new car. Go to Ceremony Ford. But you go buy a brand new car and then
drive
the
it
next thing,
the
you
lot
know,
and immediately it depreciates.
Absolutely. And that is kind of like some of these prospects. There's no doubt about it.
Buster, be willing to take a chance, right?
Yeah. Of the three, Wisenhunt, Harrison, Birdsong, you and I are in agreement. Harrison and Wisenhunt probably don't fetch you what Birdsong would potentially fetch you in terms of value.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you were to tell me that some team out there would be willing to give you, they were interested in all three and they give you the same player back in return, I'd probably first give up Kyle, I guess. Harrison.
Gosh. Just listen to what we're saying though. Like the rhetoric around Harrison 2 years ago was so different.
I mean, I'm not knocking you.
I'm not gonna say I've seen
pitch in person, but everything that you hear and read seems to be pretty darn good.
Look,
but
he's a De La Salle kid. He's local. I'm pulling for him. I've just been thoroughly underwhelmed, and I feel like I'm crushing the guy. But to your point about Buster, I think the big picture is I don't think any player is untouchable on this team, maybe outside of Bryce.
Well, yeah. So I mean, you feel like a big trade is coming.
I
do. Feel like what Buster did yesterday and what Buster said yesterday. Again, this Buster saying it's time to go.
Yeah, I mean it's time to go. I mean I think. We all believe that we're better than what we've been with the bats the last 2.5-3 weeks, and it's time to go.
So you think it's time to go means I'm gearing up to make a big move and make a trade, or at least explore that possibility realistically. I mean, who are they trading? Who are they getting rid of? They got to get rid of somebody.
I think it's a signal to everyone. Now you probably. Have you ever seen Paid in Full? You ever seen that movie?
I don't think so.
Get down or lay down. Meaning either get your stuff together or you're out of here.
Yeah.
And I think that was to everyone on the roster, whether we're talking about Yastrzemski, guys in AAA, the pitching staff. You know, like Sean Gelly last night. He had a big opportunity to stabilize that game.
He was
yesterday.
Great. He saved the game.
And he's basically telling you, like, I want Brevins? I want his role. Like, that's him auditioning for that role, is it not? He wants the role he had last year, and he wants it back now. The long man.
Yeah.
To be able to come into a game like yesterday where your starter gets knocked out for X, Y, and Z reasons, and then I could stabilize this thing for 2-3 innings. And he did. I thought he was excellent.
Here's Bob Melvin postgame on Sean Gelly.
To come in that situation and, you know, not only finish that inning up, but give us two more, and now all of a sudden we score, you know, the runs to put us ahead. Now all of a sudden we got Tyler in the game, so... that was as big a contribution as anybody today.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, it's hard to, I mean, I would need multiple, like more than my two hands to count all the contributors in the win last night. Like everybody that played nearly had a positive impact on that game.
Yeah.
Almost everybody that played.
There's no doubt. And I think that's the two guys he brought in and started. I was shocked to see them start right away. Both made big plays. And I keep coming back to Ramos. I'm so blown away by his development right now and his emergence as an absolute stud. I mean, he's been unbelievable. And that big hit, that clutch moment last night, kind of just cemented. And then his energy, it cemented how I feel about him. But his energy at second base, it was like, finally, someone's showing a pulse.
Yeah, I'm with you. You needed that really badly. He gets to second base, and he's like pounding his chest, screaming, let's effing go. Let's effing go.
Let me ask you one more before we go out to the line, because I know people are lining up, fired up by the Giants baseball. Johnny Sanchez. When I say that name, what do you think of?
I think of game 162, 2010 versus the Padres.
I always think about that game, too.
Pitched well and hit the triple.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, and was, I think, better than the numbers look at it now, but, like, it was a better Giant than I think his numbers or his box score or baseball reference page would indicate.
Also, I think of that no-hitter that he threw.
Which was unreal.
Yeah.
It was unreal. I mean, Kyle Harrison is closer in terms of ERA and whip and all those things to Johnny Sanchez's career right now than he is to anything Mad Bum or anything like that. And you know, Johnny Sanchez was a 27th round pick. He came out of nowhere. He was your fifth starter for a long time. And I thought a solid one, you know, but like it's deflating. It sucks. It just does.
It's not the return on investment you were hoping for. At least it hasn't been to this point.
No, and it hasn't met the hype, you know, That's frustrating. And I'm not trying to pile on the kid. I like him. I'm rooting for him. I'm also not saying that his career's over.
No, it's fine. He's so young.
I mean, I referenced Ryan Vogelsong. Like, at one point, he was a dud first-round pick. And then he shows up with the Giants, however many years removed, and was awesome.
Amazing.
And was an all-star. He was awesome and pitched one of the great games against the St. Louis Cardinals in the playoffs that year for the Giants.
Ryan Vogelsong, legitimately one of my favorite Giants ever.
100%. And why he pitched with heart and guile and guts and was better than whatever his physical capabilities were, he maximized his body.
Absolutely.
That's the impression I always have.
Absolutely.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.